Someday history will record that Rad Radio dominated the airwaves for decades and then ask, who let this happen? And now, back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
All right, well, this could be fun. So we had Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, write in because we got a winner for the mega bucket. Yes, if you're following all, yes, we just, this morning, after, what, 10 clues?
Great.
Somebody figured out that Michelle was referencing Prince's Super Bowl performance at the halftime show of the Super Bowl and put it into the right numbers and won $2,420.07. So we're onto a new bucket. We've had our first guest. The picture's posted at radradio.com. And then Michelle brought up Chris, the princess spreadsheeter from the gay area. Who used to be a daily part of the Win Rob's Change feature where he would give us the odds of winning based on the clues that have been given, et cetera. But he moved on, decided to make himself a better person and live a better life and get dive into being a life coach, amongst other things.
Terrible.
You know, yeah. And so he just doesn't
Who wants to better themselves?
How dare him?
And help. And worse than that, not only better himself, help other people better themselves.
Oh,
it's so selfish.
God, it's so selfish.
It's disgusting.
Ah.
But I do know he still listens because he does email regularly. And he heard Michelle and he called in because Michelle was calling him out on, I think the women are way ahead now in Win Rob's Change. So, hi, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, anybody.
Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are
morning.
You all?
Excellent.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm out walking my dogs, as I usually am for the 9:30 playing of Win Rob's Change.
Yeah.
And so I don't have my laptop in front of me. My spreadsheet is not here. And I'm a really smart guy, but I don't have it memorized.
Yeah.
So I promise you I'll give you an update for tomorrow morning on where we stand with the total winnings, men and women.
Excellent.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice.
As long as we have you, a couple things. How's the newest venture in your life going in terms of life coaching and such?
It's going really well. Thank you, Rob. I mean, I understand a couple of weeks ago you hit the nail on the head clearly identifying it's not a real job, and I'm really enjoying that part of it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And the other question, because this tied in occasionally when you played Win Rob's Change, are you currently carrying a bag of dog dew, or have they not done their dew yet?
Okay, so when I called in, I was, and I'm that guy walking dogs who – you know, if someone leaves their trash bin out at the street, I'll just toss it in there instead of carrying it all the way home.
No, so,
right. Good. Good for you. Yeah. We've had that debate before. I never really understood why people get upset if you use, if there's room in it, just use it.
Oh, someone else's garbage can.
Yeah, big deal. I don't get it. All right.
I don't know, man. That's their garbage can.
So?
For some reason, I heard
there's room
the garbage
in it.
Can along the way, right? Like, that's there for the doggy do.
Yeah, my only caveat to it is usually after the day where the garbage had just been picked up, so the can is empty.
That's not cool.
I don't like doing that because it's been done to me before, and it creates this poo sludge at the bottom of the can that you can't necessarily get out. So you got to do that thing where you got to drag it down to the curb, rinse it out.
Yeah.
So I wait until there's at least some sort of refuse in the can before I do it.
Listen, I am just really weird about anybody touching anyone's property.
You could have just
stopped. That is their home
really
and their
weird.
Property, probably, and you don't. Touch
By the way,
it
in
ain't
most
yours.
Provinces, in most areas of America, those garbage cans aren't even your property.
Yeah.
They're the property of the disposal company.
Technical.
Well, I mean, you're bringing up property.
Mine says it's property of the city I live in.
Right,
but it's my garbage can with my address. Don't touch it. You might as well just walk on in my house.
No correlation to that at all. I wish I had time to get into that, but, end of the show.
I'm glad we don't.
Maybe we'll revisit it tomorrow during the update segment.
Fingers crossed.
If you're a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from working Americans, allegedly, of what you missed on today's show, Graham. Don't have time for that one. We'll save that for the update segment tomorrow. We have foreigner tickets all this weekend. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing on Friday morning to have them upgraded to the front row. We'll play again tomorrow morning at 7, 8, and 9 a.m. Today, we played this clip.
You want paradise.
And Denai knew that was, of course, Cold as Ice, one of Foreigner's biggest hits, and wrote in to say, I won the Foreigner tickets, and I just wanted to write in and say that your phone screener is the crap. And he means it in the good way and didn't use crap, right?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was driving when I played and won the contest, and of course it came time to gather all my information, and she waited for me to pull over patiently.
Aww.
I got a speeding ticket about 4 months ago and a carpool violation about 2 weeks after that. Last thing I need is a cell phone violation.
Yeah. Oops. Why not?
Wanted to thank her for her professionalism.
Aw, sweet.
Yes, just keep racking up those traffic violations. Nothing to see here, Your Honor. I know it was a bench warrant. I apologize.
Oh, man. What do you mean my goldfish doesn't count as a carpool?
We, We got this note from Darcy. Of course, we talked a couple times leading up to it about Brando was in SoCal on 420, saw the Maynard Show, as in lead singer of Tool, 60th birthday celebration. It was everything and more. Tool, as in Tool, showed up and performed. Now, I don't know if you could actually answer this, Brandon. I know you had a great time, et cetera, but Darcy wants to know, what songs did Perfect Circle play?
Well, I could tell you, but it would be boring radio for those who weren't really big fans of a Perfect Circle. So I already went ahead and emailed Darcy a link to the set list that they played that night. But they played all their hits, old and new.
For those that don't know, inside hack, if you're getting ready to go to a show, or if you're in any way curious, say, about, well, what did I miss? Mm-hmm. There are endless websites who post the concert set list.
Yep.
I remember, I think, one of the very first concerts I took my wife to, I had already looked. I don't remember what it was. I don't know if it was Adele, because I think we'd gone to other concerts. But I started doing that thing where I would say, pretty sure she's going to do, whatever, Rolling in the Deep next. And sure enough, she goes into Rolling in the Deep. After, like, the third time, she's like, look, I know this is your industry, but what's going on?
Yeah.
I just, so you can find out that stuff as well.
Yeah, setlist.fm is one of the great ones that I go to. I don't like to do that, only if it's like, okay, I know I got to leave the show early, so what's the song that I know I want to see before I go? Or the reverse, too.
I mean, I guess this is kind of the same thing you're saying, but just in a different way. The one thing is to plan your exit, like, mm-hmm. do I really need to see that? But also, if there is that song, there's no way I'm missing that song. And that way I know, crap, they're closing with it. All right, we're screwed. We have to plan for it.
And I love surprises, like, especially when it comes to concerts, because I want to know what's going to be the wild card that they're going to pull out. What deep cut are they going to do that I really want to see? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's like, I don't want to ruin it for myself. And I love doing that thing where you try to, like, name that tune in the first, like, even before they even hit the chord, you can hear one guy warming up their guitar. It's like, it's going to be that song. I know it's going to be that song. And then it is.
My husband and I like to do that, but with movies. Like, don't look at the TV. Which one is it?
Yeah,
it's fun. It is fun. But someone's going to try what you did, Rob, and where you were started naming the set list and you're getting it right. But it's going to be the rare time when they change it up.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
It's not going to work for the person. They're like, damn it.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get blamed somehow and get an angry email. Bradley wrote in, we did acknowledge today is Earth Day. He said, I celebrate Earth Day every day. I drive my V8 truck to work where I get into my garbage truck that goes through 30 to 50 gallons of diesel a day.
Yes.
I don't roll down the windows either. The heater is on or the AC at all times.
Whoop, whoop. Gas is king.
Happy Earth Day to you.
Yay, oil.
It's extracted from the earth.
By the way, just for the record, I don't have an actual team in big oil or big solar.
I just think it's funny.
Want what works and what's best for everyone.
Sure,
of course.
At the end of the day, I just know it's funny to say
all of the above. Well, I mean, it's funny to say to half the population. The other half would kind of like to hear the other point of view.
Hey, I say yay gas when it comes to vehicles, only because I'm traumatized from a stupid electric vehicle
Understood.
On a road trip.
Understood.
So
yay gas. As close as I get to having heroes on that short list is Michael Jordan. Who remembers that Democrats and Republicans all spend their money equally. And that's why I'm here, is to make sure.
But you do you, boo, in your electric thingy.
Right. She does not mean that, and I know you already know that. But remember, I'm here for you. On that note, the Mixed Pick Sports Show is moments away on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. For the rest of you, we'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, and I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, Humgley.
Goodbye. Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.
Well, goodbye.